Inspiration, what does that mean? Well, if you look up the word inspiration, it means to be filled with breath. But what kind of breath? It doesn't mean that we're just inhaling. It means that the spirit, the indwelling spirit, breathes through us, that we are inspired, that the work that we do and the way that we are is actually inspired by spirit. It's spirit driven. So if we are inspired, it also means that we're excited about something. What makes your heart sing? And that's what inspiration is all about. It's also an experience of almost being selfless, being connected to the divine, but not worrying about ourselves at all. And that's something that you guys have learned here in Personal Mastery, that it's not personal, and that when we're in the observer, well, it's not about us, is it? It's about that greater experience, so that the great artist can come through us and we become both the paintbrush, and the canvas. And we too can be the artist. So I'm going to choose three cards for all of us, similarly the way I did the other three videos. So how do we, the question will be, how do we take an action to become more inspired, or more in tune with what makes our hearts sing? We'll see what they say. So I'm going to choose, the first card will be the anchor card, as we always do it. And you're going to do this also for yourself. How do you take the next right action to be more in alignment with what inspires you? And the first card is Treasure Island. The second card is Exchanging Gifts and Protection. And the third card, oops, this is the way I do it, is TikTok. I think I did that the right way. Okay, dokey. So inspiration. I love this card. It's that turtle, that sea turtle that swims with the big giant treasure on its back. It means you don't have to look outside of yourself to be inspired. Although the outer world may inspire you to do something like paint or sing or draw or create some kind of art, or you hear somebody say something and that inspires you to choose a direction in your work because you recognize that there's this spark of the divine in something somebody says. So this is really when we get, I think this is really where the juice comes, is when we have inspiration. And we don't have to look far. We have it right here. So I'm going to read the card. The anchor card is the card number 9, Treasure Island, and I will read it to all of us today. And this makes total sense. And I will describe what it means in more general terms to all of us in this group as a unified consciousness, as we are all together here. The law of attraction, bringing dreams into fruition, the results of positive thinking made manifest, abundance appearing as if from nowhere, financial gains, and the sharing of good fortune. So when we're inspired, guess what, right? If we're unique, if our uniqueness is true and our authenticity is in alignment with our highest good, we're going to be inspired. Right? We're open because we're totally on track. And then bam, something happens, synchronicity events, all kinds of things happen. But we don't have to look away. Like, we're not like beggars looking for it. We are part of that. So the Oracle's message, you have worked hard and acted upon your unwavering belief in abundance. And suddenly in the midst of it all, you hit the jackpot. You have uncovered the map to buried treasure and tapped the unlimited potential within you. That's the line I want you to focus on. The unlimited potential within you. It's already there. What you must hone in on now is your ability to recognize when X marks the spot. Because some of those golden opportunities may be obvious, but others may not be so readily apparent. Trust your intuition to light your way now as you enter this truly prosperous phase, where all the long hard work navigating your inner life, which is what you've done for this entire 6 modules, and some of you even before that, it's now paying off externally. The internal will show up external. In all aspects of your life at this time, you've good fortune. Don't forget to enjoy it and share it with others, as treasure shared multiplies like magic. So remember, that's our anchor. That anchor is when we're inspired, we feel so rich and abundant because we focus on that, because when we're authentic and when we're unique, we have way more space to be inspired. Now the next card tells us a little bit more about, remember we talked about an action plan. So we're saying, like, what's the next right action in order for us to be more in alignment with being inspired? And so we have a protection card here, which means that we might have to move an obstacle. Possibly. 27 is the card. Exchanging gifts is in reverse. I will see. Here it comes. Be careful what you pray for because you might just get it. Oh, I know what this means. Oh my God, this is so good. Okay, I'm going to read this to you and then I'm going to tell you what it means. I actually never would have thought of this, but it's so true. And then, okay, you might get it. Then you realize you don't want to face the hefty price tag that comes with it. You may find yourself in a situation you've always desired, but know you will have to walk away from or even fail at because you can't or won't pay the dues it asks of you. If you want to be a famous musician, you have to practice your craft every day. If you want to be a millionaire, you have to be responsible for managing the money and paying the taxes. Even a windfall bears a cost. It's okay, though, because spirit will help you achieve balance over time. Another message here reminds you that being only the giver and not the receiver plays out in many relationships in your life where you find yourself in victim mode. Here we go back to this codependency piece. In a codependent dynamic or holding on to a false sense of control, others may push you to continue to prove yourself. The time has come to distance yourself from this kind of imbalance. Being aware of the need for both give and take is the first step to your true destiny. It's all good and getting better. Not only can you handle this, but you can flourish as a result of it. So even though you might be inspired to build a rocket ship, okay, you may not be prepared to fly it. So, you know, this is when inspiration and just lots of good ideas are not the same, all right? So when we're inspired, we have to also know that we have to be capable and we have to be willing to do things to make that thing happen. So, and a perfect example here is my music career. I have to be honest, I got everything I wanted, but I wasn't willing to do everything that it took to actually pursue that career once I actually got a record deal and recorded two albums. So when you see it, and I don't practice my guitar every day. I was actually thinking about that this morning, like, geez, I need to be practicing guitar more. It's like, I'm not willing to do any of those things, but I am sure willing to come to Oracle School and spend 3 hours a day reading your posts. So you see what I'm saying? It's like the inspiration that you have, like, where are you willing to move it to? Because this is your life. This is, remember, it's unique, inspired, authentic, inspired life. So the inspiration needs to go somewhere and you need to actually take action on it. You can't be an armchair astronaut to have your unique, authentic, inspired life. The life part has to happen. So this is really good. It's about discernment. What are you willing to do? And also to take a look at, like, are you not allowing the universe to give you what you desire and need? So this is also part of it. So are you cutting yourself off from your inspiration? And what I really love about this too is that TikTok is the next card. And TikTok always tells us that there's enough time for everything. We don't have to rush. You don't have to, like, force inspiration to come. And you also don't need to take, like, to make sure the thing happens overnight. Your life doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in an instant. It's something that grows within you. It evolves. Remember, we're talking about a story in motion. So let's read that card. I love doing this. I hope you're enjoying watching the videos as much as I'm enjoying making them. My husband is behind the scenes here. When humans created time, everything changed and contracted. People have come to look at life in a linear way, imagining that the past is behind them and the future is ahead of them. But what if that wasn't true at all? What if everything, creativity, beauty, chaos, and order were happening now in a glorious timelessness? You have all the time in the world to co-create the life you desire. So release your agenda. Let go of your need to shape each moment to your expectations, knowing that what is yours will never be withheld from you. Miracles are here right now and always show up when you need them right on time. So this talks about relinquishing control. We can't force inspiration. We have to let it flow through us and then follow through with it. And also knowing that, you know, there is no timetable for this. We experience life now. We experience our inspirations, and some days we have more inspired feelings than others. And sometimes we get into that real authenticity of having to do some serious work on ourselves. And that doesn't mean that we're off track. It means that there's work to be done. So remember, when you do yours at home, the anchor card is going to tell you the first, like the anchor, the substance of the question, what do I need to do in order for me to become more inspired? And then these next two give you more actions to do, but will always refer back to the first card. So I'd like to summarize what your unique, authentic, inspired life looks like to you. Well, when you look at it like this, it's a doing thing, right? It's not something you just think about. You become this. This is about how you become you and how you remove all the obstacles to that becoming. My husband always reminds me that 90% of businesses actually fail because they don't execute on their plan. Only 10% of businesses that actually execute on their plan become successful. So we have a plan. The plan for a unique, authentic, inspired life is in doing these readings, but also in continuing to stay in alignment with your highest good by using the tools, the instrument here, using your oracle cards, doing your meditation, being clear and aware and consciously acting as if and using those universal laws that I've taught you in combination with all of this. Just keep doing it. Just do it like Nike says, and you will be successful because your unique, authentic, inspired life is right here, just waiting to be discovered. Hiding in plain sight. I'll see you in the next video.